From My Heart, the autobiography written and read by Linda Nolan. I clip-clopped up Maryville Road, wobbling all the way, but feeling like a million-dollar movie star. Even limping along in one of Mum's sparkly stage stilettos. I could only wear one at a time. I couldn't balance in both. I wasn't more than 3 feet tall. Not even 4 years old, but what I lacked in years, I more than made up for in style and volume. Mum used to call me our street's alarm clock, and I suppose I could make a bit of a racket singing my version of Molly Malone, dressed in my big sister's frocks and Mum's he-heels, as I called her high heels. The stage may have been the pavement of our street running through Dublin St. Anne's Council Estate, but in my mind, it was the grandest theatre on earth. Performing was what I did before I even knew what performing meant. As the sixth child to my parents, Tommy and Maureen Nolan, performing was a bit like breathing. And if you wanted to get noticed in the chaos of our house, you really had to make quite a bit of noise. Big families are unusual now, but back then in Dublin, we were quite small compared with some of the neighbours nearby. Down the road, one family had 14 kids. At ours, Tommy was the eldest, the sensible firstborn, who arrived in 1949, followed by Anne a year later. Next up was Denise in 1952, Maureen 2 years later, and Brian the year after her. Then came me. Just as a watery sun was beginning to break through a slate-grey Dublin winter, on the 23rd of February, 1959. I'm guessing that after 5 kids, Mum knew all the signs of labour. But even though she was heavily pregnant and the pain starting to come, she still decided there was time to give the kitchen floor a thorough Monday morning scrub. I wasn't due for another few weeks, but Mum knew I was on my way. Unperturbed, she finished scouring the floor, then got up, put on her best coat, asked a neighbour to keep an eye on the other kids, then hopped on the bus to Hollow Street Hospital. That's where I burst into the world a few hours later. Where was Dad? Who knows? Probably working. That bit never made it into family folklore. But then men rarely made it as far as a hospital ward in those days. It's impossible to imagine a woman doing all that now. Back home, I soon slotted into Nolan family life. Perched up in my big pram, being fussed over by my brothers and sisters while Mum got on with the endless round of cooking and cleaning and trying to keep some kind of order. It must have been tough for her. In fact, when I think about it now, I think life was pretty tough on Mum all round. She was beautiful looking when she was young, with dark, dark hair, pale skin and greyish green eyes. She was very, as they say, Irish looking, a bit like my sisters Denise and Colleen nowadays. But just as beautiful as her looks was her voice. She would sing to us all when we were little, and in my mind I can still hear her singing Brahms lullabies and Five Pennies. She had a voice that could send any of us to sleep or calm any nightmare. It was simply perfect. How she managed any of that with a rabble of kids running around is a mystery to me. Mum had grown up in a very traditional working-class Dublin family. Her dad, 2 sisters and brother were all extremely musically talented and would put on shows around the city. At 17, she became the youngest girl ever to be offered a scholarship to the Irish Academy of Music. She had a soprano voice which the college obviously thought had huge potential. It was an enormous achievement, but in the end she turned the offer down.